top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue, the big station.
This is the Midday News for Wednesday, March 27. I am Kimberly Benjamin. In the headlines, Chairman of the Electoral Commission says the ability of the electoral system to effectively deliver requires the active participation of all stakeholders. Barbados Prime Minister reiterates position regarding beaches project. And New York County takes extremely unusual step to ban unvaccinated minors from public places amid measles outbreak. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited and a Fast Cash.
It's the Red Dot clearance sale only at Courts, and products are priced to go. Shop and save up to 60% off a wide range of items across the store. Come into Courts today and save big on items with a Red Dot, up to 60% off. The Red Dot clearance sale is on only at Courts. Courts, bringing value home.
Does paying various bills every month come across as doing hard labor?
Then it's time to break the chains, because Fast Cash is ready to consolidate your outstanding debt. Bring us your overdue bills or loans and we'll pay them off together, leaving you with one easy monthly payment. And we're not stopping there, because you'll also receive $500 cash back. Is this Christmas? No, this is Fast Cash. Terms and conditions apply. Smarter, faster, better. Fast Cash.
Chairman of the Electoral Commission, Gerald Burton, says the ability of the electoral system to effectively deliver requires the active participation of all stakeholders in the process. He was speaking at the Eggs and Breakfast meeting of the Dominica Association of Industry and Commerce Tuesday morning.
In my view, the construct of the electoral law bears this out. While the Electoral Commission and the Electoral Office have the constitutional responsibility for the conduct of registration of voters and elections, there is little doubt that it is unable to do so effectively without the significant input of the state's executive, both political and administrative, Parliament itself, the parties, the political parties, and the population in general. Indeed, the law itself sets out responsibilities for those participants in the process. That is not to say that the Commission and the Electoral Office ought not to jealously guard their constitutional mandate and make every effort to give effect to the insulation and protections which the Constitution has sought to provide.
Agriculture Minister Reginald Ostry says a down for restoration is a productive base for recovery in agricultural livelihoods, with U.S. $16 million to be spent, as well as the restoration of livelihoods and fisheries system, with U.S. $3.3 million to be allocated to this, including other critical areas. The funds are coming from the World Bank.
The restoration of the key productive infrastructure and institutional strengthening will spend some $10.6 million. Which will be equivalent to 27 million EC. And for the production, project management and coordination, we'll spend some 2.4 million US on that component. The beneficiaries would be the livestock farmers, the fisher folks, agricultural producers and organizations that were affected by Maria in all the 10 parishes. An estimated 4,900 farmers and fisher folks are expected to benefit directly from this World Bank initiative.
He also says new emphasis is going to have to be placed on vegetable production.
As we move along, because that is going to be critical, vegetables and fish, the most immediate, we may have to, until we can improve the quality and the quality of our chicken, we may have to continue some imports in that regard. I think we're planning to place on order some 25 or 30 greenhouses. We have made contact with a manufacturer, and as soon as those greenhouses arrive on island, we'll determine the strategy how they're going to be deployed. But as we know, Jungle Bay is scheduled to open in June, having the Kempinski between June and November. So these hotels, next couple months, and if vegetables, the shortest time they need is 6 weeks, then really we have to start the preparation now, if we have to catch the hotels as soon as they open, because we do not want them to start importing fruits and vegetables, establish contact contracts with their suppliers, and once they get into a contract, it may be difficult for them to get out of that contract while we there struggling to do it. So we have to be very proactive at the ministry's level, and at the farm level, we have to be proactive in terms of getting that aspect of our new agriculture on stream as quickly as is possible.
Meanwhile, Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Agriculture, Dr. Reginald Thomas, says the government of Dominica has put in its PSIB program some $27 million, which will go into various areas of agriculture in terms of rebuilding and expanding production.
This we are moving ahead with. We have also purchased some 40,000 banana plantlets. We expect the first 15,000 to be coming in April. So we expect that to be coming in. This, again, we will establish. We are actively engaging the farmers to ensure that the land, the farmers are selected, proper farmers are selected, and that all the preparation is put in place. So when these plants come in, then we can ensure that we get viable plants out to the farmers.
He further says the Ministry of Agriculture has engaged with AICA through its Director General, and Dominica has been used as a global center for resilience in agriculture.
What it do is change a lot of our focus towards resilience in the sector and building resilience in the sector. So we have brought on board several regional and international partners who are working with us in an effort to change this. Agriculture in Dominica to this resilient agriculture, focusing a lot on the interventions that will help reduce the impact of climate and on our agriculture. So hopefully by June we should be preparing for a type of a donors engagement where we can put forward that proposition to these partners.
Former campaign manager for the Minister of Agriculture, Reginald Austrey, and UWP candidate for the Cottage constituency, Marcus Romain, says 15 years ago he found inspiration for representing people through the life of an agricultural worker known as Mr. Castle from Portsmouth. Romain says at this time he stands by the principles of the United Workers Party and has no regrets on the matter.
15 years ago, I remember meeting my campaign manager, guy better known as Castle from Portsmouth, the banana man. And Castle was an inspiration because that guy just never gave up. Very independent guy, he's an agriculture man, planting bananas and ripening and selling. That's what he do for a living. Hardworking man, and that is the kind of thing that United Workers Party stands for. By your sweat of your brow, you shall eat bread. And, we started speaking and instantly started campaigning. And I have never turned back from there.
Minister for Kalinago Affairs Cassius Daru is asking for mechanisms to be put in place, particularly for persons living with disabilities. He was speaking at a welcome ceremony for the Special Olympics returning from Dubai Saturday morning at the ferry terminal in Roseau.
We would be better able to not only do good things for ourselves, but we would be able to put this dot on the map to say that this is Dominica, this is not the Dominican Republic. And I believe with these individuals, they have done their part in terms of marketing Dominica. In spite of the many things that you are hearing out there about Dominica, this is something positive about the country. So we need to put mechanisms in place. We need to invest in those facilities. The government, from what I know, we will be investing in this special facility to accommodate swimming and stuff. So, but we need to look at those things into a deeper perspective so that we ensure that these things are readily available for our sports men and women in the country.
Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit says by mid-April, keys to 30 more homes will be handed over, and by the end of April, keys to 60 more homes will be presented. The keys for 52 homes were handed over to residents of Pitted Savannah and Bellevue Chopin at a special ceremony on Tuesday.
We would be better able to
in the month of April alone, we'll be giving keys to 90 additional families. And by mid-May, an additional 45 keys to families. And early June, first week of June, 50 additional keys. And when we will have completed the allocation to the residents of Piritsevan, we will have in excess of about 110 or so additional homes, which we will also provide to our to people from Bagatelle, Pichelet, and the rest of Dominica. So there'll be an additional 110 keys. And of course, to our friends from Belleville Chopin, we'll hand over keys to them. And in the next few weeks, we will see the commencement of some 500 residential units in some parts of Dominica. And I'm hoping to roll this over and to announce this very soon. So we'll be in an additional 500 units in some parts of Dominica. Really pushing towards the number of 5,000 new homes in Dominica.
Meantime, Parliamentary Representative for Piritsevan, Kenneth Daru, says government has embarked on a quest on seeking suggestions to the naming of the various streets within the Belleville Chopin resettlement community.
And the expectation is that some deserving folks be honored. Of course, names like the Barbados Coast Guard and the MV Trident, Mr. Kim Wasterfan, Mr. Raphael Corriott, and Mr. Arnold Thomas come to mind. Unless we forget the government of the day, your Dominica Labour Party administration, whose humane and visionary leadership took the bold decision to evacuate the then threatened and extremely vulnerable communities of Piritsevan and Dubik, and that modern and safe homes and communities were built to relocate their residents, thus ensuring that they could continue charting the future for themselves and their families in physical spaces that presented minimal threats from natural disasters. And I'm sure you will all agree with me that this effort from your government is more than just commendable. They are nothing short of amazing.
Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerritt is cautioning Dominicans to not treat voting as a game. He says it is important in the next election that every Dominican votes for the correct party to continue to run the affairs of Dominica. Skerritt says the DLP is the only party with a vision, a plan, strategy, and money to implement that plan.
Sometimes I know in life we will have certain disappointments. Things may not go the way that we like it to go, always. And sometimes our reaction as citizens, as voters, is to say we're not voting. I'm not voting. And what I do when I hear these statements made, I invoke biblical scriptures. And I say, Father, forgive them for they know not what they say. Because here it is, this government is not telling you it's going to build homes for people, you know. The government has built homes for people. The government is building homes for people. And the government is handing over homes to the people of Dominica, much to their satisfaction.
The Prime Minister says for the time being, he's running an organization whose mandate is, among others, to get votes.
So when the pastor comes to you and he has a crusade, he's looking for membership, members to join his church. So I cannot be foolish and stand up here and tell you I do it. I want every single vote at the next general election. So if we're talking about kindness, and if we're talking about gratefulness, if we're talking about love, and if we're talking about sharing, my friends, by your reaction, I know what you have to do. So I have to come all the way to tell you what we have to do. As I say jokingly, but very seriously, if Labour is putting you in a house, you must keep Labour in the house.
And Operations Management Systems Administrator of the Dominica Youth Business Trust, Dean Laronde, says the organization will continue to make available required resources for more persons who choose the entrepreneur route in Dominica. She was speaking at the graduation ceremony for the STEP program, which was hosted by Finesse Beauty in collaboration with the University of the West Indies Open Campus.
This program will target not only the tangible technical skills, but the intangible soft skills will clearly improve the individual and in turn the world. The progression of an entrepreneur into uncharted territory is a breath of fresh air for us at the Dominica Youth Business Trust, since it is a powerful demonstration of the forever evolving entrepreneurial spirit. We too at the trust are sprouting new fruits. The trust has facilitated the establishment of our first Dominica UVC Trust alumni executive. The trust will soon be launching its new library, which will allow entrepreneurs access difficult to source tools and give entrepreneurs a chance to start up their own businesses. We hope that a few of you here today will sign up for our new batch of training, which begins in May, and is the entry point to accessing all the opportunities that the DYBC offers.
In other news this afternoon, Prime Minister Mia Motley of Barbados has reiterated that while Barbados welcomes the Jamaica-based Sandals Resort International Beaches Project, it can't be at any price. Winding up debate on the 2019-2020 debate in Parliament on Monday night, Prime Minister Motley, who is also the Minister of Finance, Economic Affairs and Investment, sought to clarify her administration's position on the multi-million dollar project as she responded to Sandals officials who had denied her previous assertions that the hotel chain sought excessive and unprecedented concessions, including an indemnification against the tax advantages granted future hotel developers. She told legislators, "If you are simply asking for what was promised, then there is no issue. I have stood here and I have stood elsewhere and said that the government of Barbados remains committed to the two agreements signed by the previous Minister of Finance. We don't like what he did. We abhor what he did. But by the rule of law, by a country governed by the rule of law, that we stand by it." And unvaccinated people under age 18 are banned from public places in Rockland County, New York, as of midnight Wednesday, according to John Lyon, Director of Strategic Communications for County Executive Ed Day. Day announced the order on Tuesday. The declaration is an effort to contain an outbreak of measles that began in October. 153 cases have been confirmed in the county. That's the midday news, but first a recap of the headlines. Chairman of the Electoral Commission says the ability of the electoral system to effectively deliver requires the active participation of all stakeholders. Barbados Prime Minister reiterates position regarding Beaches Project. And New York County takes extremely unusual step to ban unvaccinated minors from public places amid measles outbreak. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited and Fast Cash. I have been your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin.
Q, top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local,